The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach. Look, man, the guy has had over 25 years of crunching numbers, looking at numbers, saving people money, giving them great advice. And that's because he works for that great place over at BECU, where, man, BECU, a credit union, and they do everything a bank does, except they like to take care of you. So if you live, you work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is for you. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, BJ. How are you?
Well, you know, it's quite a day. It's quite a day, quite a week, my friend.
And yes, it is.
Yeah, and but we have lots of people that want to ask you questions about financial stuff. Steve, we got these peeps.
We got a few. I guess my microphone should be turned on. We got a few messages right now. This person just texted in saying, "Hey, Todd, happy holidays, and I have a wonderful question for you." I love that they refer to their question as wonderful.
Well, it's a wonderful time of year.
Well, I think the reason being is because, well, my wife is getting a signing bonus for her new job in the amount of $3,500.
Nice.
We do have some debt, and I'd like to know what would be the best place for this money to go. We have two cards that have a bit over 65% on each card. We also have two cars. One card is almost paid off with about $2,000 left. The other has a few years left. Also, some small medical bills that will be covered in the tax return. Thanks for all of your help over the years. You truly rock, Todd.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I guess, with anything, when we get free, you know, when we get money like this, we want to pay down the debt, and that's awesome. I would start with the highest interest rate, and that would most likely be the credit cards. So get those credit cards paid off. You know, you're probably paying, God, these days, 20 upwards of 20% potentially.
Yep.
So I think the first thing is the credit cards. Then the auto loans will take care of themselves. Well, it sounds like one is pretty close. The other one's not too far behind. So keep those payments going, and just let's get rid of credit card debt. So that's the first place I would start.
Yeah, because you said the medical bills, he thinks it could be covered with the tax return. So yeah, credit cards are bust.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think that sounds like he's got the medical under control. The cars will take care of themselves. So let's get out of credit card debt and get that paid off.
Yeah,
and a couple of Kraken jerseys for his friend Steve and Danny.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, you know, you always forget that, Todd. I think that's really the most important financial advice is the Kraken jerseys for Steve and Danny.
Still have some $3,200 and some change after all is said and done.
Well, it is Christmas, right, around
Thank
the corner,
you.
So you could ask for...
You guys have finally worn Todd down.
I think we have. He's finally given up. He's like, just buy these idiots some Kraken jerseys.
Yeah, you really have. And it's like, Todd's like, as long as it's not me having to buy it, I don't care.
That's what we fully wore him down. When he shows up to work, he's like, here, shut up.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org.
So it says, is it better to pull out a Roth for my kid for college or to open up a college savings account?
Ooh, boy, that's a good question.
That's a great question. Actually, I would go to savingforcollege.com. It's a website. It's free. It's a great resource, and you can invest in a 529 from any state. Washington State is certainly a great option. We don't have state income taxes, which is a benefit for many other states that do have income taxes. But I would look at the savingforcollege.com and go with a college savings plan of 529 over the Roth. The money that you put in is going to grow tax free, and you can use it for anything. The Roth is certainly a great option, But I think the saving the 529 is going to give you more. Is going to be a better option for you in the long run.
The big question I think anybody would have, Todd, so I will devil's advocate you on this one, is that what if my kid doesn't go to college? What happens to all that money?
Well, there are actually some new rules coming in, BJ, that if you've had it for over 15 years, you can take it out penalty-free, still pay taxes on the income. Right. So it's getting a lot more flexibility than it used to. I'll also understand that you could change the beneficiaries on that at any time. So if one kid doesn't go and the other one does, you just change the beneficiary, goes to the other child. You could transfer it to a grandchild. You could transfer it to yourself.
Transfer to Steve and Danny so they can get Kraken jerseys. Because look at Steve's eyes. He's just like, oh, you can transfer to anybody?
No, I was just thinking, if I'm the kid that like, obviously, like, you're not smart enough for college. I'm sending it to your little brother. I'd be so mad. But that was my money.
That's awesome, actually. That's a great move.
Yeah. But if you use it for higher education, you know, you're not going to pay that penalty. Where the Roth it's not going to be as flexible when it comes to using that for higher education in the short term. So I would look at that's why the 529s were designed and built. And again, if your one child doesn't use it, there is flexibility in that. And again, the new rules, I think it's after a 15-year waiting period, you can take that out. You will be able to take that out penalty-free.
And Todd, quickly, what if they go to like a trade school? I mean, what can you use that money for? Because some people go, you know what, I want to learn how to be an electrician. I don't want to go. I think there's better money in that. Does it work for that?
It does.
Oh, perfect. Nice.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I believe it actually covers like if you wanted to use it for private schools, that type of thing. Secondary fancy education, and some private tuition expenses. So it covers trade schools. It covers 4-year universities. There's a lot more flexibility than it used to be, 10 years ago.
Hey, so the guy that texted earlier just said, Steve, trust me, if it was my signing bonus, there would be a possibility of you and Danny getting jerseys, but it's my wife's, so there's no chance in hell.
Sorry. Oh, man. You know what? The wrong kid lived. The wrong kid got the bonus.
So today, Merry Christmas to Todd. Between my wife and I, we have about $10,000 in credit card debt.
Ooh.
Should we get a personal loan to cover the debt?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's certainly something to think about. I think, what interest rate are we paying on that? And then I would actually go one step backwards and say, why do we have the credit card debt? Let's focus on that first. What are our expenses? Why aren't we living within our means? How can we, get a budget put together? So we're saving and paying down debt first of all. We don't want to just get a personal loan, or if you own a home equity loan, line of credit is certainly something to consider to get that debt paid off. But if we can lower the debt from 20-some percent interest to 10-ish plus percent interest, you know, that certainly makes sense. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we don't get back to where we have that debt again. So, yes, I think an option, if you have options that can lower the interest rate, that's going to help us get that paid off faster. But again, we want to make sure that we have our house in order, if you will. We're living within our means, so we're not accumulating that debt. So we don't just transfer it to a line of credit, and then a year or two later, we're back where we just started from.
I feel like you're targeting me with this whole conversation there.
I'm not looking at you, neither is Todd.
I feel his eyes looking at me.
Yeah, somebody just has a child that maybe you should just, you know, just pull back on a little bit and slow your roll.
You're right, I should spend less on the kid and more on me. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the first thing you should do.
It's time to cancel the birthday party.
I would cancel the birthday party. There's a Kraken jersey to be purchased, and the kid needs to understand
you
this.
You know it.
Yeah, plus she's having two birthday parties, right?
Yeah, and she's growing. She's not going to be able to fit in a Kraken jersey.
Here's
right
your
now.
Ice cream tonight.
Yep.
I'm getting a Kraken jersey this weekend.
Somebody did want to know, hey, Todd, what's that debt consolidation website that you recommend?
Debt consolidation website, that would be, let me think here.
I know it, Todd, because you recommended it to me. It's GreenPath, correct?
Well, that is one of them. It's nfcc.org.
Okay.
So it's National Foundation for Credit Counseling, nfcc.org. GreenPath is one of the agencies that are there. These are all accredited nonprofit counseling agencies that can help you. So nfcc.org, and look it up. If you happen to be a BUC member, yes, GreenPath is who we use. That is one of those accredited resources, and it's free for BEC members.
And
for anybody, NFC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, is going to be free unless you need to go into some sort of a debt management program that they might have some small fees just because they're nonprofits, but they still have expenses they need to cover.
Hey, Todd, we talked about this. Yes, almost everybody can get into BECU except Danny. Did
wow.
you meet you guys let him in? I thought we talked about this, Todd. There's certain people we just don't want in our club, and Danny V's one of them.
I see.
Okay, there you go.
That's why he said the other one. He didn't send the original one that he was talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the other guy.
They sent Danny V to the one where nobody's there.
Oh, you were wondering what that guy spent the $10,000 on to get in that $10,000 credit card debt. He said, yeah, it was stupid. It was vacation debt.
Oh, you know what? I am very surprised because a lot of people will give you a sob story. I appreciate the fact that he's honest.
I almost feel like I texted that, too.
Yeah.
Like this entire thing, I feel like I'm living a parallel life as this texter.
Because I've been there, Todd, where I've said to somebody, why do you have so much credit card debt? And then they tell you every illness that every person in their family has that they had to help out. And then you feel like a jerk.
Oh, I had to help out a lot of people with my credit card debt. Someone by the name of Mickey. Another person's name was Pluto.
Oh, yeah. That family needs your help.
Yeah.
They really do. Poor Donald has no pants. Poor guy has no pants.
Todd.
Pants for Ducks. It's our new charity.
Pants for Ducks?
Yeah, it's our new charity.
Well, how much do you think we're going to raise? A dollar?
Well, if you're raising a lot of money yourself, look at what you've charged it up and helping out that family.
Todd would be proud of me. I said to my wife, like, no vacation until we pay off our last vacation. I seemed like that fit.
Oh, look at you putting your foot down.
Yeah. It's more talking to myself. She didn't even say, hey, we need to go on vacation.
Yeah.
So let me get this clear. So it's not no vacation until you pay off your last vacation?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Todd's not happy with you.
Hey, Todd, Merry Christmas.
No vacation until we pay off and we save and we have our next vacation in the bank.
He wants to make
proactive stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go, Todd.
Yeah. We'll never go on vacation if we have to save money.
And this is America. Oh.
Todd,
if you didn't get through on the phone lines to Todd, you can always email him. Just go to KISLE.com and scroll down and find the banner with Todd's smiling face. Todd, look, I don't know if you've heard the news, but what the hey. This is going to be the last time I talk to you, actually, on KISW. Friday is my last show. And Todd, we had this crazy idea years ago to have a financial advisor on the show when the housing market went crazy. And you really said, I would love to do it. And BECU and you have been great supporters of this show. And I just want to give you a big heartfelt thank you, because if not for people like you, we would not be able to do this show. And you've helped out a lot of rockaholics as well. So, Todd, thank you so much for this great, great partnership and collaboration.
BJ, back at you. This was your idea over 13 years ago. Your true vision, desire to help the listeners. I know you've helped a lot of people, including myself. And I just want to say thank you, because we would not be talking right now without your vision and your desire to help the listeners. So thank you so much.
Well, Todd, and a lot of people have asked me what's going to happen next. And I decided I want to bring you along on my next collaboration. So I'm going to pitch this to you now. Todd, you go to T-Mobile Park, and you always, right before every Mariners game, you see that guy with the bullhorn screaming at everybody, telling them they're going to go to hell. I want to start a counter business where I get a bullhorn, and you scream at everybody about how they're financially going to go to hell. And you and I together, we're going to put that guy out of business. What do you think? You join me on this?
I'm in.
Woo!
buy the popcorn outside the stadium, not inside. It's cheaper.
Yeah. You're going to go to hell if you buy a Coke in there.
What did that footlong cost you? Bad investment.
Oh, Todd, this is going to kill. And you and me together, brother, we're gonna put that other bullhorn guy out of business.
That jersey's at least $300.
There you go. All right, Todd. Love you, Todd, man. Thank you so much for everything. Todd Peach from BECU.org. Remember, if you work or you live or you attend school in Washington State, it's all you got to do, brother.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.